GM.
So, from anatomy to the universe, from one chain to the interchain. Happy birthday, Cosmos Hub. So today is a very big space. We have a lot of guests, and I want to welcome everyone. Also, I will be hosting this space once again, and unfortunately for the last time with Crypto Sito. So welcome, Sito.
GM, and hello. Happy birthday to the Cosmos Hub.
Yeah, happy birthday to our very young Cosmos Hub, actually. I want to start to saying thanks to Ethan Bachman, Jake Wong, and all the yearly contributors who 5 years ago led the Cosmos Hub to the mainnet. And I want to especially emphasize the all the yearly contributors, because this has been a very monumental work of a lot of people. And actually, the Cosmos Hub vision started in 2014, and it's amazing to see that this vision is now a reality, because we have actually an system. We have the interchain, and this is amazing to see. And the Cosmos Hub contribution to this vision has been really monumental, because the Cosmos Hub was the first to adopt basically all the pieces of the interchain stack. And today we celebrate the roots of Cosmos. Now, let's dive into today's agenda, because it's a big one. So this will be a journey through the past, the present, and the future of Cosmos. So bear with us, because it will be a long one. We will have four sections. We will start with the Cosmos OGs. We will follow with a conversation with Cosmos subcore contributors, and to then jump on the members of the AZ today. And be sure to stay with us for the older spaces, because the last section will be a very interesting one, because we will have the new potential AZ members. So this is quite interesting, and it will be moderated by Tiborg. So, now that we gave this quite interesting intro, let's start to bring the speakers on. At the moment, we are waiting for Ethan, which should be the first one to speak. So if Ethan is here, please request to speak. In the meantime, Sito, how do you feel about this Cosmos Hub birthday?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it's been a very monumental launch for the whole crypto industry, right? And I remember when I first got into Cosmos, and Jack told me that with the launch of IBC, the original Cosmos vision is basically complete, and from there on, the whole ecosystem can scale. I mean, that was, for me, unheard of to everything I heard before in crypto. So I think the Cosmos Hub has proven a lot of things. It bootstrapped this whole Cosmos ecosystem, and gave birth to also a lot of communities that originated out of the Cosmos Hub community, right? And all the airdrops that we got over the years, I think those that have been around for at least 1-2 years and sticked around through the bear markets, they're quite happy with how Atom continued to bootstrap these communities. But yeah, I think Ethan is here now. So Ethan, hello, how are you?
What's up, guys? Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday, and thanks for everything that you have done and
the early days.
You're an absolute legend. So I think we'll give the stage to you, and then I think you prepared some keynote talk about the history, the present, and future of the Cosmos Hub. And
I'm not sure if I should admit it, but I haven't prepared anything, but it sounds like I'll give some context on the history, or what does everyone want to hear about?
I think it'd be great if you gave us, you know, how it started, the idea, where we are now, where we're going in the beginning.
Yeah, actually, I will also add that it was very interesting, your latest post, that one about Atom as interchain capital. So, feel free to say everyone.
None of the coins are money, and you all have brain damage except for the cosmonauts, right?
Because actually, when I saw that post, I said, wow, finally someone said it. Because I was feeling the same as well.
Cool. Yeah.
And of course, one more thing. We also want to hear your Atom bull run peak price potential. Of course, your price call.
Oh, $10, right? Isn't that the meme? No. I don't talk about the price. But, you know, I think it's interesting to reflect on basically the Hub being one of the most successful chains of all time in terms of what it set out to do, what it's achieved, the ecosystem it spawned, the paradigm we all operate in now. I mean, we really fundamentally changed the game in ways that I think are, you know, harder to appreciate now than maybe they were a few years ago. Like when we started out, pretty much everything we were talking about was blasphemous. I mean, proof of stake itself. IBC as the approach, you know, the proper approach to bridging and interoperability, you know, the modularity that we introduced in the core, you know, blockchain design in Cosmos that's become the whole modular era. Of course, it's gone much further than just the original modularity in terms of like the separation between a consensus and a state machine. It's now become more generalized into the, you know, the modular era we know today with rollups and splitting out data availability and settlement and all this kind of stuff. But really all of that can be traced back to Cosmos and to what we've done really as a community and what we've achieved. And the goal of the Hub and the Cosmos project from the beginning was never about just one blockchain or one token. It was an ecosystem of blockchains, an internet of blockchains, as we called it at the time. And we've, you know, you look at Mapazones today or Mintscan now or any of these other explorers, I mean, you can really see it. You can really see a new internet emerging. And all of that was made possible by the Cosmos Hub and continues to be made possible by the Cosmos Hub. And, you know, like Sita was saying earlier, like, yeah, the Cosmos Hub has basically shipped everything it promised to in the early days by 2021 with the launch of IBC. I mean, the original white paper was complete. And so it's all just been, we're in a new era since then that's really much more community driven and much more open for, you know, in terms of what the future holds in store and what the community wants to make of this blockchain, the Hub. And that really puts it in a kind of unprecedented, very unique position. We like to emphasize that of all the monies or tokens and crypto, however you want to refer to them, obviously I take issue with calling them monies, but it's sort of besides the point. But of all the tokens and crypto, the Cosmos Hub is the one with, you know, Atom is the one with the most decentralized governance over what it is and what it does. And that's really a unique position. That's a unique position to be in, and something we can really, you know, we can really use to determine, you know, where we want to go as a community. And as we've seen, it's not up to any one entity. I mean, rightly or wrongly, the community rejected Atom 2.0 last year when we set out, or a year and a half ago when we set out a kind of new vision. But, you know, despite that proposal being shot down, a lot of the pieces of it are still being shipped. Of course, Interchain Security is live. Liquid Staking is live. Those were sort of core foundations for the Atom 2.0 proposal, and a bunch of the other pieces, you know, the allocator sort of being worked on through TimeWave, arguably various forms of the scheduler are, you know, the scheduler's emerging and sort of other forms, and we'll be back. And so, you know, there's still an extremely bright future ahead for the Cosmos Hub. I think the big thing now is figuring out really how to align on a shared mission of, you know, interchain security and interchain capital, right? And using the unique properties of Atom to kind of export it to the entire ecosystem, make the Cosmos Hub the ideal place to launch new chains and to, you know, access security and capital for your projects. And really, you know, this year especially, what we're focusing on to support that are the Atom Wars and partial set security. So, you know, Atom Wars to make the interchain capital that is Atom much more accessible across the ecosystem, much more useful, deploy it to, you know, bootstrap liquidity on many more chains, and partial set security to enable more chains to launch more easily using Atom's security budget, essentially. And so that opens up like whole new hosts of possibilities for the use of Atom and for the utility of Atom and the Cosmos Hub, which you know, can translate into lots more demand and into exciting action. So we're gearing up for an amazing year. I mean, ever since last year, basically shipping ICS and kind of reinvigorating the momentum around the Cosmos Hub for the first time in years, and getting Neutron on board and Stride on board, which are themselves becoming like, you know, premier places for activity in the interchain. I mean, Neutron's seeing a lot, you know, growing DeFi activity, and Stride is basically the number one place to issue liquid staking tokens now. And both of those are secured by the hub and really made possible at the level they're operating at by Interchain Security. But we need to make Interchain Security more scalable, make it more more accessible, enable more chains to access it, and then really use it as a vehicle to also launch the Atom Wars through, so that Atom can be deployed more widely and find a lot more utility in the interchain. Yeah.
Actually, it's super interesting what you said, especially the part about how the Cosmos Hub has defined itself. And this definition was actually made by the community. So actually, the Cosmos Hub is one of the few blockchain network that actually achieved this kind of interaction with the community, and especially in defining its future. And I think this part is very beautiful. So yeah, we have also Jack that just joined. So maybe also Jack, being one of the OGs, can share his stuff on the Cosmos Hub present and future.
Oh, hey guys. You know, it's this brings back a lot of memories. The old office in Berkeley and, you know, the whole crew and how we've all kind of spread out and built out the interchain over the last few years. I think, you know, what Bucky was saying is 100% correct. You know, we've re-energized the hub over the last couple of years, and it's in a much better place than it's been in a long time. And, you know, we got a bright future.
Maybe I can ask a question to either of you. Like, with this, competitive landscape of like shared security chains and within Cosmos, but also outside of Cosmos, like how do you see? I guess it's more of a question for Ethan about kind of the evolution of interchain security. Partial set security is about to go live. That's also something that Informa is working on and has invented and pioneered. So can you talk a little bit about that and like the competitive edge for kind of the hub as a security provider?
Yeah, I think the hub kind of pioneered shared security in this sort of new world or interchain security, and obviously we're seeing it become a very hot take now with a lot of other chains and Ethereum especially starting to offer shared security. I mean, I think the hub will continue to be a unique provider and able to innovate in different ways and offer the utility of Atom as a sort of highly governed, decentralized governance token as part of the offering to support, liquidity on the chains that launch with it. So the goal is to make the hub the sort of premier place to launch new chains and to keep innovating on the functionality that's provided and really providing, the other unique thing about the hub is it's really got, probably the best validator set in the entire ecosystem. It's been around, the longest, got the most experience. And that also makes it sort of a unique place to launch chains from. But it's definitely the market for security is competitive, and security itself is going to somewhat commoditize. And so the hub will need to keep innovating in what it provides. And I think it's set up well to do that. And sort of the Cosmos stack lends itself natively to doing that. There's a lot of interesting potential that will likely be unleashed by ABCI plus and other innovations around IBC and the SDK and sort of the core modules that can all kind of work together to provide better functionality from the hub's interchain security offering and ultimately evolving towards more of a long-term kind of mesh security offering where different chains can pitch in together and share security and we can find I think it opens up a lot of new kinds of experiments that are only really going to be possible in Cosmos or, best done using the sort of Cosmos stack and the Cosmos tech. So I think the hub provides a really, really compelling, environment for doing that, but it definitely needs to stay competitive, needs to keep innovating. There are, some other projects in the pipeline that are sort of going in that direction, like Megablocks and Atomic IBC. And of course those do require sort of more overlap in the validator set, but they also sort of unlock very powerful scalability features and synchronous composability between interchain secured chains. So that's all very, very exciting, but a little bit further out down the road.
Yeah, and so also, go ahead, Rob.
Also, I want to remind that to everyone that is coming up as a speaker that we will divide this space in section. So if I'm not adding you right now, it's because we are in the first phase of the space, but following up, we will add you to speak. And actually, the next section is we'll be speaking by Jehan, Alex, and Youssef and Clement. So if you're here, be sure to start to us to speak.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on what Jack said, because Jack said the Cosmos Hub is in a better place than it was a year ago. So I'm just curious, Jack, like, what are your views? Like, what are some of the things that you're excited about? Obviously, we hear Ethan talk about shared security evolving. I personally also am very excited about inscriptions. I don't know if you guys have a take on that, but I think Asteroid is really, really cool. So, yeah, what are your thoughts, Jack?
Yeah, you know, I think if you go back a year, that was just after the Atom 2 thing, and there was an extreme lack of direction. And also, you know, it was the bottom of the bear market in a lot of ways. Really, really rough position. And, you know, kudos to the informal team for really lining up behind the hub during a moment of maximum uncertainty and, like, continuing to push that stuff. As far as, like, your question around shared security and other stuff on the hub, you know, the Asteroids thing, I think, is kind of interesting. I think if we want things like Asteroids on the hub, we should put CosmWasm on the hub or Token Factory and make it a lot easier for people to create their own tokens on the Cosmos Hub.
What, you don't like hacking inscriptions into the random protobuf fields in the message?
I mean, I was, you know,
using
the first
message revoke from yeah.
I think it's first. Brilliant. I think it's absolute sheer brilliance that, you know, extensible protocol design, what Asteroid did, but
I mean, it's
made it a lot easier for them.
It's classic. You know, I worked on Blockstack and we were shoving a bunch of data into the Bitcoin op return field. And as soon as I saw Asteroids, I was like, I know what this is. This is cool. It's very OG crypto. And I love seeing people, you know, take a piece of infrastructure they love and use it in an unexpected way. It's this is the beauty of permissionless innovation. But I think that, you know, there's still a lot of work we can do to help enable some of those use cases either more directly on the hub. You know, as much as consumer chains will scale the hub itself, I think that there are things that people can and should want to do on the hub. Also, in terms of interchain security, I think there's a lot we can do to make our offering more competitive as the Cosmos Hub in terms of helping enable more seamless IBC interactions across more zones. You know, I've long advocated for chain naming service. I think that that's a key piece. I think that some pieces of routing functionality would probably go well on the hub. You know, the hub was the first one to bring on packet forward middleware years before most of the zones adopted, and it's sort of come to underlie smooth UX within this cycle for Cosmos. And I think that there's a lot more that the hub can do there. But yeah, I guess that's some brief thoughts.
So before transitioning to the next section with Jehan, Ethan, do you have someone to introduce, maybe?
Do I have someone to introduce?
Yeah, I was told that there is someone with you that wants to be introduced in the community.
Oh, yeah, they bailed. They're
okay.
I'm not with them right now. They're working on some stuff. Yeah,
yeah, that's fine. That's the beautiful of being alive. Don't worry. So let's go then with Jehan leading the next section, and I'm sure he can share update on informal work and partial set security and the Atom Wars.
Hey, thanks. I can share what we're kind of working on in the short term, and then kind of how that fits into the longer term strategy. We just recently kind of got some of the core features of partial set security done, and we want to have it in a very janky testnet by the end of the month, maybe just, you know, two machines or something. But partial set security, what it does is it allows it to update to ICS. So, you know, it's just the same, you know, interchain security, but it's making it more, the barriers to entry lower, and it's making it more flexible. So what it allows is for a consumer chain to launch permissionlessly. And then as validators want to validate that consumer chain, they can sign on and basically start validating, and then it starts running. And the important thing here is that the rewards from the consumer chain for the, you know, staking rewards that they're giving the validators they're getting split among the validators who are opted in. And so at first, maybe the chain's small, doesn't have that many fees, DVL, whatever. It can start out with a smaller validator set. And as it grows, it can scale its security. So that should really lower the friction to consumer chains joining and make it possible for kind of smaller chains to join and scale up their security. We have like two announced already. One is Ether, which is an EVM chain. And the other one is Ellis, which is a perpetuals platform. And the important thing with these is that they're going to launch, but it's not like replicated security chain where everybody has to kind of agree and everyone has to be on board with it. It's like, you know, if validators want to validate, they can validate. If they don't, they don't. That's going to just allow a lot more flexibility. We're looking to get that into mainnet in like Q2. So after we do this really janky testnet with the version of the code we have now, I'm going to work on obviously making sure it's secure, ready for production, adding little extra features. And Haifa is actually going to be doing a testnet during Q2. To kind of get to test it out on a larger scale and educate validators. So I just want to say, in terms of the long-term strategy of the hub as well, we have this partnership with Babel, our collaboration with Babylon, and you'll be hearing more about that soon. But basically, that's going to allow chains on the Cosmos hub to be secured by Bitcoin as well as Atom. And we also, as we're doing that code, we're probably also going to make it work for EigenLayer as well at the same time, because it's kind of the same stuff that's required. Although actually launching that might be a little bit later than the Bitcoin integration. Those things will probably be later this year. But it's basically the thing we're going for, I think, long term with interchain security, at least, and with these other things as well. But with interchain security, it's like, I wasn't really involved in the Cosmos Hub in the early days myself, but I went to like a hackathon, like, 2018 or 2019. And I built a hackathon project, this Cosmos hackathon. And then I was like, yeah, how do you deploy this? Because I was used to Ethereum. And it's like, oh, well, you need to have a validator set. You can run on a computer right now and show us, but you'll need a validator set to actually deploy it. I was like, hell, where do I get a validator set? So I think for a lot of people who want to access the power, app chains are a lot more powerful than smart contracts or rollups. And I think there's different pros and cons for different projects. So some projects are smart contracts, great. But if you really want the flexibility you get from an app chain, a lot of times people might not want that, but they might not really know how to build a validator set, scale it, kind of get the security they need for their thing. And so smart contract platforms are a much easier alternative. But with ICS, and especially with partial set security, the ultimate goal is kind of to make it so that it's just like, the best way to launch an app chain. And so, you can obviously do it yourself, do it completely independently of the hub as every chain does now. And that may work best for some people who want that. But what we want is for the majority of projects, it just be the best way to do it is on the Cosmos hub and build, get your validator set up, get started, and work on your actual project. So that's kind of what we're going for. And so with that, that goes beyond having Atom be the only asset that gets staked. That's why we want to bring in Bitcoin, Ethereum, and anything else that's available, because we just want to give people the best place to launch and not necessarily have it be about which asset it is. And that will still benefit Atom, of course. That's on interchain security. I can talk about Atom Wars as well, or unless there's any questions or anything like that.
No, I think that's already a good amount of information, because it's also the first time that is shared with the community some of the timeline. This was very interesting. We are short on time, so I will go to Lexa if she's here. But thanks for sharing this information, because especially knowing that partial set security is very close, it's super exciting.
I'll say these timelines were in our January oversight committee report. So keep lookout for the next one at the end of this month for the quarter, and there'll be more timelines in there. So yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Rob. I'll just speak from the Haifa Twitter account. This is Lexa. Jahan's kind of teed me up here for the shot. you know, Haifa's testnet work, we've essentially been doing all the testing, all the upgrade testing, emergency testing that has hit the hub so far. We have a new member on our team, so we're picking up momentum. That's also going to be part of our update in March. But what I'm really focused on right now and excited about is the idea of a full partial set security testnet. There's a couple changes over from replicated security to partial set security that we really want to make sure that validators run through in a live environment, and also these existing consumer chains, Neutron and Stride, and the upcoming consumer chains that Jahan has mentioned, we want to make sure that we get them involved in this next incentivized testnet. We kind of want to do, you know, game of stakes, game of zones, game of chains again, but bigger, a little bit more coordination. I'd love to get more integrators involved as well. One of the gaps we've seen with interchain security is that sometimes the tooling doesn't keep up. And I think having a big live incentivized testnet is a great opportunity to hit some of those relationships and get those feature requests in before it gets to mainnet, so that we're ready to hit the ground running when it's live in the real environment. This time around, it's Haifa's second time really running a big incentivized testnet, so we're thinking of building on what we learned with Game of Chains. Game of Chains was a pretty collaborative environment, and there was a lot of coordination just through Haifa. Kind of interested in making this one a little bit more adversarial, maybe grouping people into teams, see if we can get a little more action in terms of really running these features hard and seeing if we can break them, if they stand up to real world conditions. See if we can try to take chains down. I think that's the sort of thing that you best learn how to avoid by trying to do it in the first place, you know, in a safe, controlled environment like a testnet. So that's just really where all of Haifa's focus is right now, in addition to our usual baseline work on the testnet, testing features as they come out of Informal's work. Yeah, that's about it from Haifa.
Thank you for the update, and I will go next with Youssef, because it's also very related to this, because ADAO is also expanding his role in onboarding new consumer chain. So please, Youssef, feel free to go ahead.
Thanks, Rob. I would say a quick maybe retrospective, on my own retrospective on where we are with Atom and how far we've come. I would say Atom has gone a long way since 2019. I've seen a tweet from Zaki earlier saying that Atom has faced many deaths, yet it is still here standing and firmly grounded in the top three of crypto projects. I think that says a lot, is a testament of how resilient and strong the Atom community is. So that's extremely positive. You know, when I joined the Atom community back in the end of 2020, early 2021, there were only two use cases for Atom, basically stacking and governance. Back then, also, I think the ICF was the only organization involved. Maybe Informal can confirm. And then fast forward to 2024, and here we are with the Hub as a security provider, a liquidity provider, and one of the strongest capital assets in Cosmos DeFi. And I would say that's extremely bullish for the Hub. And the Hub is also a leader in DeFi innovation with the advent of the liquid staking module by Clusion. And so now, from one team in 2019, we can now rely on four core teams, two consumer chains, Stride and Neutron, and a pool of quality prospective chains such as Elise Network, Aether, or Landslide. So again, that's extremely bullish. Now to your question, Rob, on how ADAO can help and is involved in shared security in AEZ. So last year, we helped decentralize the pool of contributors to shared security by onboarding Crypto Crew, where we awarded them a grant to start their ICS Kickstart service. which I think is was a great initiative, and now we can count on one additional team to help us with the technical onboarding of consumer chains and have less friction in the onboarding process. So that's, I would say, that's very positive. We're also involved last year by awarding a grant to Haifa to run the testnet pilot program, which I hope will be renewed this year. At least it has my support. So in 2024, with regard to DAO and shared security, we'll be looking at refining our approach by also being active in the recruitment of consumer chains to lend a hand to our partner Informal and Haifa and Crypto Crew. So in my view, I think parcel set security can scale much better than its previous version. And so that's going to allow us to do recruitment with much less friction. And so in our case, it is going to be one of the biggest priorities. So we've decided as an organization to dedicate 25% of our resources to build out the AZ, and then another 25% to build out on the narrative of Atom as interchain capital and interchain money by exploring Atom Wars and many other initiatives. So we are already in touch with multiple projects right now that are interested in joining the AZ. So nothing is set in stone yet, so we can't announce anything, but we're working closely with all our partners and informing them, because I believe that this requires a lot of coordination to make the process as smooth as possible. And so that leads me to my next point, which is that in 2024, AAdao is going to start doing venture grants in addition to the traditional grants. So we're not stopping traditional grants, to be clear, but we're exploring venture grants. And so by doing that, we invest in teams in exchange for token allocation or revenue shares to be directly to the Cosmos Hub community pool. And in the process, AAdao will take a fee so that we can reduce our burden on the Atom community pool and become a revenue center, not just basically a cost center for the Cosmos Hub. In an ideal world, we would like all our venture grants to be directed to consumer chain recruitment. So that would be like the ideal package, a package where consumer chain receive funding from AAdao, provide token allocations to the hub, use Atom as gas, and later on through governance and using maybe the Atom War framework, get protocol and liquidity from the hub. And that makes the hub both a security and liquidity provider and helps expanding into new Atom markets. And so as part of the tokenomics RFP, I'm seeing David in the room here. There is the Atom Alignment Treasury that we intend to fund via binary builders. So that proposal went live, I believe, in December, was accepted. And so now it's all about building it. And so one cool feature of the Atom Alignment Treasury, I think it's going to improve cross-chain governance between the hub and consumer chains by allowing basically the hub to vote with its own stake of consumer chain tokens that are sitting right now idle in the community pool. And so that's going to basically enable like much more tighter integration. And those are things that we're looking to focus on. How do we make sure that it's not just about onboarding more consumer chains, but it's also about making sure first that they're quality chains, and then second, that they interact with each other and forge ties and make the EZ more resilient. So I would say those are my updates. I'm not sure if anyone else here from AAdao wants to jump in, but thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Youssef. Really love your ambition and your passion for what you're doing. Let's move on to Clemens. Youssef, you already mentioned Crypto Crew is the team that is doing the technical onboarding for consumer chains on the Atom Economic Zone. So Clemens, the stage is yours.
Yeah, thanks very much for the invite. Hi, everybody. I want to maybe quickly touch base with some with the broader picture here, and maybe also with some narratives. I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible. But I do think that Web3 scalability is going to be one of the most important narratives of the upcoming 2 years of the next cycle. And we see that. We see all these new technologies going into mainnet production, speaking of layer twos, of rollups, of various security sharing mechanisms. And the meme I want to touch base with is Atom has a real use case. I do think that various models of providing security and sharing security, it is a very, very real use case in terms of this scalability of Web3 infrastructure as a whole. So I do think that the Cosmos Hub kind of now has today, for the first time, a very, very strong narrative and a very strong use case. And we're very happy to be part of the business development team that will push Atom as a token to the next level. And we're very much looking forward to all the new consumer chains onboarding. Partial set security, why is it so much more scalable than interchain security? It doesn't really need the governance gate. I mean, you can go through governance, but it doesn't need to be the full hub governance that needs to be asked when a new consumer chain launches. And also, the full validator set doesn't need to be replicated on every consumer chain, but validators can opt in. And that's why we'll advocate for very small consumer chain validator sets, speaking about 5 to maybe 15 validators. And that is a very, very scalable solution. And like Jehan said previously, this should really be the way of launching a new app chain, because it's really, really scalable. You don't need to go through the full overhead of acquiring your full validator set. You don't need to go through Cosmos governance, and you can just go there, deploy your modules, you can deploy your app chain, and you can rent security from the Cosmos Hub with very, very little friction. And we're very much looking forward to being part of this BD effort for the Cosmos Hub.
Yeah, thanks, Clement. And I wasn't expecting so many interesting information. So thank you for bringing in this space. It was super interesting. We'll go now to the next panel because we have the AZ today. So the projects that today are in the Atom Economic Zone, and we have Neutron Stride, and also Time Wave that will speak. So I will start with the Neutron. So Spade is here. Feel free to go ahead.
Hey, folks. Yeah, just doing a quick sound check first because my audio feed may be a bit stuttery. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, it's great.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that, so like it's Cosmos Hub's birthday right now. And to me, it's an extremely exciting time because I don't think I've felt as bullish as I do right now and since like ETH Denver on Cosmos Hub in a very, very long time. And the reason for that being that like the reality is that the entire industry is getting super hyped up on restaking, also known as like shared security. And the reality is that the Cosmos Hub is the first to market with it. It has the processes, it has the technology, it has existing consumers, it has upcoming projects like launching on it. And so we're really set for we're in a really, really strong position to allow the hub to really shine in the industry. I think the only thing that we need is we need over time to refine our governance processes, because like I truly believe that we can have both decentralization and like organization coordination. And I think we can do a better job at this. But I think this is something that a lot of people realize in the community now and are putting efforts in. So I'm very optimistic that it will like continue to improve over time. And with this kind of like ability to focus more, to coordinate more as like all of the teams that we're hearing today that are like so active with the Cosmos Hub, I think there's like a tremendous case to be made for why we can bring the Cosmos Hub and can like reposition like honestly like the entire industry's conversation, right? Because like it's kind of like there's this entire narrative around restaking and the hub is first to it, but the industry doesn't kind of like realize this yet. I think if we're joining forces, if we're coordinated in our efforts, I think we can only make restaking, like the hub's restaking, kind of like a winning product, but also completely kind of like shift the industry's conversation. And I think if you know, those are the two things that we need to do in order to drastically change the way that people see the hub today. So yeah, I see a very, very bright future for the hub if we're able to coordinate and work together. And I'm excited for it.
Very, very exciting to hear you speak about that. And honestly, like hearing all of you talk about it, I think there's now a lot more, like Jack was saying in the beginning, like so much more alignment and coordination and synergetic efforts happening on the Cosmos Hub. Also for our next speaker, Max, what you guys are building with TimeWave, I think it's also super interesting. Maybe before we get to Max, I don't know, Avril, do you want to share some like Neutron-specific updates about what you guys are building and yeah, maybe how it also kind of adds value to the Cosmos Hub?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it has been likewise extremely exciting to see Neutron kind of like grow and develop itself. It started as this, you know, like unnamed crossing DeFi hub. And now it's, you know, it's Neutron, it's the integrated application network, which is this smart contracting platform that gives the powers like of app chains to smart contracts, right? So I think the replicated security as a whole, right, is seen as this like best way to launch, like most secure way to launch a chain. And with Neutron being a consumer chain, the hub not only provides the best way to launch a chain, it also provides you with the best way to like launch smart contract applications that can do things that traditional smart contract applications can't do. And so like, not only does the hub like have the best, like it is the best place to launch chains, it's also the best place to launch smart contracts right now. And I think this is going to sort of like become very, very apparent in the next, in the coming quarters. A lot of work has been done. I think, you know, like Neutron grew very, very quickly early on. And in that pursuit, it kind of like bootstrapped the fundamental like DeFi Legos, like trading, lending and such. But some more work needed to be done, like UX onboarding and such, which is what a lot of the teams around Neutron have been focusing on this quarter. Like gas fees have been reduced. Onboarding has been made like a lot easier. There's a bunch of like small UX improvements that have been made like throughout the ecosystem, and the foundations for like the sort of like next wave of DeFi launches have been laid. And so with, you know, the upcoming Mars launch of like perps and margin trading and high leverage strategies, a couple of other protocols that are coming to the ecosystem, I think we're going to see like very exciting like DeFi opportunities in Cosmos. And I think that plus the opportunity, like we're seeing kind of like a convergence of ecosystem of like, you know, Ethereum is adopting more and more of like the Cosmos ideas and technologies. And in doing so, it's also becoming like more permeable to the Cosmos kind of like social layer and application layer and such. And that and the launch of Celestia, which created kind of like almost an ecosystem onto its own within Cosmos, kind of like creates this situation that's like very ripe for bringing these things together. And I think the hub and Neutron are very well positioned to like shepherd this like Cosmo Ethereum kind of like merge, basically. So that those two things, like the next wave of DeFi launches that is coming in Q2 this year, and the sort of like bringing Ethereum and Cosmos together, I think are two extremely exciting developments that will bear fruits in the coming weeks.
Amazing, yeah. I see also Sanka in the audience requesting to speak. We'll get you on later. Just stick around for a little bit. But let's go to Max Einhorn from TimeWave. Yeah, maybe you can share your thoughts on the latest developments.
Hey everyone, I'd also like to do a sound check. I'm at the airport. Can you hear me?
Yes, works.
Okay, fantastic. Everyone, yeah, I'm really honored to be here. It was Cosmos that inspired me to YOLO into crypto in 2017. So 2 years into building in Cosmos, it's really awesome to be here. Yeah, this is, I want to echo a lot of what Spade said. This is a really exciting time, especially for Cosmos. Fun fact for people, less than 10% of like TradFi like finance is individuals and households. The other 90+% is institutional, so organizations like commercial like businesses and governments, and that's the crypto equivalent of DAOs and blockchains. And so we have an opportunity to more than 10x all of DeFi by getting more DAOs and more blockchains participating in DeFi. And already we're seeing the Cosmos Hub taking a leading role in this with the three liquidity deals it's passed with Stride and Persistence and Osmosis. And so what we're doing at TimeWave is really strengthening these rails and turning this not just into, not just from these like one-off deals, but actually creating markets around it. There's a lot of friction if someone wants to go to the Cosmos Hub, do a governance proposal. The amount that they're getting is a little arbitrary. The deal terms can be a little arbitrary. And so if we have an opportunity to not just do these one-off deals, but instead create a market around the lending of the hub's liquidity. And this is an opportunity for the Cosmos Hub to really differentiate itself relative to other security offerings, to really double down on this first mover advantage, to have the maximum distribution early on in terms of getting money out there as interchain capital, interchain money. And so it's been a real pleasure working with Stride and Persistence and Neutron to make this happen. We already have those two liquid staking providers integrated. We're integrated with Osmosis and with Astroport. And this is really just the beginning. So we're thrilled to help.
Cool. So I will start to ask to the next panel to start to request to speak, because next we will have the AZ Tomorrow panel. And there are a lot of projects here, because there is Ether, Alice, Landslide, and also Composable. And I think also Babylon will join us. So be sure to be ready. Before going to the next panel, we have Stride and specifically Aidan. So feel free to share your thoughts on the Cosmos Hub from Stride perspective, also because Stride is doing great things lately.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks so much for the opportunity to be here. It's really incredible that Cosmos Hub has been around for 5 years. The first thing I would say is we really view Cosmos Hub as a leader in the ecosystem. So I think Ethan said it very well. I'm not sure if he said it on this space or some other time, but the hub is like the anchor in the thrashing sea and represents the Cosmos ecosystem. And that's always how we felt about the Cosmos Hub. Like, there's all this craziness in crypto and so many things are happening. And, you know, there's like dog coins launching every day. And it's just like truly a crazy, crazy industry. And the Cosmos Hub it's always steady and reliable and consistent. And it really supports the growth and development of the rest of the ecosystem. So, you know, it funds the SDK development, IBC development, all of these things that are, you know, now we take for granted, but like Ethan said, were really radical ideas just like 5 years ago. The other thing that, you know, the hub, I think a lot of work happens behind the scenes in onboarding new teams and projects to the ecosystem, like DYDX and Celestia. So really, really, the Cosmos Hub is kind of like the leader of the Cosmos ecosystem. And it's really inspired us working on Stride. And I'm sure it's inspired lots of other teams as they build out their projects. The second thing I would say is, I think the Cosmos Hub, given this sort of rock solid foundation that has been built up, now it has a big opportunity to grow and expand, specifically through partial set security and the Atom Wars. I mean, I think the value of a blockchain is really a function of how strong the community around it is. Because blockchains are, you know, community owned vehicles, like it really matters that there's a strong community around it. And I think if you look at any ecosystem in all of crypto, Cosmos and specifically Cosmos Hub has one of the strongest communities. It also has very, very talented core technical teams like Haifa and Informal, the Cosmos SDK team, the IBC Go team. So there's like such strong foundations. And like Spade was saying, you know, now there's like all of this focus on shared security through restaking and things like that. You also have much more, I would say, interest around launching blockchains and rollups from individual teams, because they're realizing that like smart contracts can only get you so far, and it actually is possible to launch your own chain or rollup. So I think the Cosmos Hub is now in a position where it has a really strong foundation, and it has the opportunity to like build on ICS, which was sort of like a proof of concept with more scalable partial set security, and like invigorate it through some of the protocol and liquidity through the Atomverse. So I'm really excited to see how Cosmos Hub develops over the next year or two. And I think we're about to hear from some of the teams that are thinking about onboarding. So it'll be exciting to hear from them as well.
Yes, and thank you for being here. I think it's amazing to see everyone here today, especially also the consumer chain that pioneered interchain security. So it's great to hear that everyone is working together and it is excited about the future of Cosmos Hub. And with this, I think that we can go with our last panel, which is the AZ of tomorrow. And actually, there are a lot of surprises here, so I will let Tiborg lead this one. So Tiborg, feel free to go ahead.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, we're going to have surprises. I invited a couple of the candidates. Some of them have been announced already, and some people are going to be revealed today. Actually, they're probably already revealed because they are as speakers. Let's start, I think, with the PSS chains. So we have Ether. I don't see Ether actually as a speaker right now.
Yeah, okay, cool. There should be Ether intern in the audience. Not sure if he's requesting to speak, but if you're listening, please request to speak.
Cool, John. So Ether is a good example, for instance, of the attractiveness of PSS, because Ether wanted to launch as a replicated security chain, and when they heard about the benefits of PSS, they actually accepted to delay their launch. I think it's about 3 months that it's going to get delayed, especially to launch as the first PSS chain. So maybe John, you can explain why you guys thought that was a good idea.
So I think that Ether intern, which is the account of John, is not in the room, so probably we can go ahead with the next one until he will be around.
I can hear John.
Yeah, I can hear him as well.
All right. So in the meantime, we'll talk to Ellis. So is Ellis with us?
Yes, this is Hisham. Are you able to hear me okay?
I can, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Cyborg. First of all, we're very humbled as Ellis Network team to be on the spaces with you. Happy birthday to the Cosmos Hub. A great deal of gratitude and respect to all of you who've been here since the beginning. Most of us within the Ellis Network team have been with the Cosmos ecosystem for 2, 3, 4 years. Getting very, very excited about not just the growth of the ecosystem, but really just the technology that's available to increase, the scaling solutions and the different ideas that are being presented here, to allow different chains to kind of customize or find the best solution that works for them. So when we started Ellis Network, we were actually very interested in replicated security. We wanted to be an ICS chain initially, but it was too large of a validator set. So I think you guys spoke to that earlier about why PSS made so much more sense for us. The big thing for us was we run a 3-second block time with the intention to go down to 1 second. So for us, 180 validators trying to run a 1 second block time, I think you guys all know that would be a huge limitation given current technological limitations. So we are very, very excited to launch as a partial set security chain. And our big announcement today is that we will be launching our public incentivized testnet tomorrow. So we're really, really excited to debut that here with you. Very, very big deal for us because we have delayed this in anticipation for PSS. Tomorrow around 3 p.m. UTC time, you should be able to log into testnet.ls.network, set up your wallet, and off you go. You can participate in the incentivized testnet, and then I can speak to the airdrop a little bit later. I know that kind of gets would probably kind of defeats the purpose of talking about what we do at Ellis Network. So I can take questions on that later if you want to talk about the airdrop. But again, very excited to have every.
Just tell us now, Hisham. I think people are here for the.
Okay, absolutely will do. So the big things that I want to highlight about Ellis Network, though, are we are the first PerpDex and all-in-one DeFi platform that we'll be launching, joining the Atom Economic Zone. And we share the vision with you that, it's not just about building a project that might be a novel idea, but it's also about sustaining the ecosystem and actually achieving revenue generation to help grow the ecosystem. So we hope to be a key player in that. We hope to generate significant revenue from our perp decks, you know, from our various streams of our perp decks, to be able to give back to the Cosmos Hub and to be able to give back to Atom stakers who are staking with our opt-in validators. We think the value proposition for us to for validators to opt in with us is very, very appealing, given that the perp dex market is maybe only $3 to $4 billion a day in the DeFi space, but outside of that, it can be $20 to $100 billion. So we're really thinking about capturing that market that's outside of DeFi and bringing it over to Cosmos. So the way we do that is actually we had a big focus on user onboarding, because we're not here to compete with DYDX or our friends at Osmosis or anybody at Kujira, et cetera. We're here to actually bring the user on from like a centralized exchange or somebody who has never actually participated in any kind of Web3 or crypto experience. So for example, we've made our login process extremely easy for somebody who's never had a wallet before, because we use something called account abstraction, which through our third party provider, Web3 Auth. So we think that is the key to growing the Cosmos ecosystem. Rather than us trying to compete with existing platforms within the DeFi space, we actually want to partner with them, and we want to grow by bringing users from outside in. We think that's that is the key to getting the Cosmos ecosystem to be more prevalent and eventually be right on par with the Ethereum and the EVM community. So we're super excited to be here. We're thankful for the partnership with Informal Systems. We're thankful for all of the help we've received from our partners. We'll be listing more and more partnerships as we speak with more teams. And a special thank you to Stride for the meeting that we had last week, which enabled this. We really, really made a lot of progress. And, you know, we are trying to figure out how to, you know, include Stride Liquid Atom stakers into our airdrop. I think that's something that we are working very, very hard to make sure we can try to fit into our design. So stay tuned for more of that. But what I can say about our airdrop is that we will, in fact, airdrop to Atom stakers, and we'll be providing incentives for any users who complete the tasks in our incentivized testnet. So with that, I'll pass it back to you, Cyborg. Thank you.
Cool. Well, that was great. Thanks for keeping us in the loop on that. I think airdrop announcements, that's why people join spaces. Also great to hear that you're thinking of adding ST assets holder to the airdrop. I think that's very important, especially since you guys are going to be friends in the AAZ. That's really what, you know, we want to make this about. Like, the idea is that we are a group and we succeed as a group. And the Cosmos Hub, I think in the past few months, we've really shown how important it is for us to favor the project that joined the AAZ. So it's not just about security, it's not just about liquidity injections, even though that's big obviously, but it's also about at every turn, we try to make decisions that favor the project that are part of the Cosmos Hub community. Talking about that, we have, okay, so maybe we skipped or Sanka joined a bit late, but we have Sanka from Babylon here. So before we move on to the new prospects, maybe Sanka, you can tell a few words now that Babylon is part of the AAZ.
Hi, guys. First of all, happy birthday to the Cosmos Hub. I feel a lot of my career is because of the paper, the Cosmos paper by Bucky and Jake Kwan. I guess it's kind of a very interesting journey for me, because I've kind of like jumped around multiple protocols to land up in Babylon. So before I say a few words on Babylon, I do want to say, what does Cosmos Hub mean to me? And I think when Cosmos launched, there was a lot of different directions Cosmos could have gone. And I think one of the major points for Cosmos has always been this battle-tested technology, right? And then we landed up in 2021, and there was this huge DeFi kind of yield mining wars. And I sometimes felt that the Cosmos infrastructure kind of got a little bit submerged in that DeFi wars. And now the short-term interest rate in the country being 5% has actually made the word staking and the security landscape very attractive. And that's where like restaking, partial set security, and all these things it's going to put a huge amount of like watchtower light into the Cosmos architecture and the Cosmos infrastructure. And I think like Cosmos is really ready for this, like the next bull run. And that's kind of one of the, like the big, I do want to give out a lot of shout out to the Cosmos Hub team, Jehan, and some of the team members who have been kind of working with Babylon. So at Babylon, we are trying to bring Bitcoin staking. And what we mean by the word Bitcoin staking is we want people to lock their Bitcoin on the Bitcoin chain. The Bitcoin never leaves the Bitcoin chain. And they can actually delegate this voting power to Cosmos Hub validators, even the consumer chain validators. And we think that it's a huge market. It's a huge market. And we feel very excited about the Cosmos Hub leadership to kind of tap in and be probably the first alignment factors. And we think that the Babylon partnership with Cosmos Hub, it's going to create a completely different level of coordination in the security landscape. We're finding a tremendous amount of interest in terms of TVL lock. We initially thought of doing 2,000, 5,000 Bitcoin, and we seem to have interest of 20,000 Bitcoin, which people can figure out what kind of TVL that is. So wanted to give a quick idea into where we are. So we have a live testnet, so anybody can actually go and join our testnet. There's actually an NFT competition. So we feel that we're getting a lot of good response in terms of the architecture, the infrastructure. But I want to give in, I feel a little bit of an airdrop pressure here. So we are also going to have a point system where anyone who is interested in the staking landscape can actually come onto the Babylon webpage over the next month or two, and they would see how can they earn points. And eventually these points are going to be translated into airdrops and tokens. The most important thing, which I feel very excited about, and I think Jehan and Ethan has kind of already started looking into it, is I think through Babylon, Cosmos Hub is also going to start going up in the vertical layer of Bitcoin, the Bitcoin L2s, the Bitcoin LSDs, and how these Bitcoin LSDs would interact with the Cosmos Hub and the Cosmos ecosystem. It's going to be very, very interesting. So I'm super excited. I'm kind of emotional of the last 5 years of my journey with Cosmos, but I think this is the year where we can really make it count.
Thanks, Anka. Okay, so I see Landslide is liking this, and Landslide is going to be up to you. So I think it's Nathan from the Landslide account. Landslide is a project. I mean, I'll let Nathan introduce Landslide, but essentially for us, a potential participant for the Atom Wars and a potential PSS chain.
Wow. Well, we're very grateful to be here, and I wanted to first acknowledge the standing on the shoulders of giants to see it a little further. So happy birthday to the Cosmos Hub. We wanted to acknowledge Ethan and Jaquan for all their amazing early work. We wanted to acknowledge Strangelove and the ICF for securing funding from the ICF to build the IBC Lite client for Avalanche. That work is completed and it's now at Halborn for audits. We wanted to acknowledge Informal for stewarding the next iteration of the Comet BFT, and that is the we're bringing Comet into Avalanche. And then also to acknowledge the work that Ava Labs has helped us out with. Goon, the co-founder there, worked for many years with Jaquan and Ethan together over a series of tech stacks. So just acknowledging everybody else first. We agree. Ethan said the best way to launch an app chain is on the hub, and we agree with that. And this move we see as like total economic alignment and permissionless interoperability. As IBC expands everywhere, as Jack Zamplin said, it goes to, you know, every single user on every chain. And what we'd like to create are some really big wins for the Atom Hub and for Avalanche by opting into partial set security. There are some really big wins for both ecosystems. Both, you know, you get to expand your user base. So last month there were about 1 million active Avalanche users, and there are about 500,000 monthly active users on the hub. So that means those users will get to interact more seamlessly over IBC. We can opt to use Atom as gas on an Avalanche subnet and potentially other pieces of the Avalanche stack. So Cosmos users will have the option to use Atom as gas on Landslide. We can participate in the Atom Wars. That's obviously a super idea. What interested us most about all this was the economic security and alignment with the hub. And that's like the obvious slam dunk, right? Just kind of emerging from Avalanche subnets, if you take a look at the emerging landscape, at TGE, Landslide can essentially have the largest validator set of any Avalanche subnet and show off the subnet tech to non-AVAX chains. And Goon and Sunny talked about this 2 years ago when they kind of heard about the idea going on. There is alignment with the Grayscale DIF fund, their new fund that they just launched. 4 out of 9 assets were all Cosmos based, Atom, Say, Osmo, and Tia. And by aligning Avalanche with that, with Grayscale's emerging narrative, it'll be, you know, accessing a much wider audience. And then as things go, like, we're working to figure out with Informal how to get how to maintain the requirements necessary for both Atom and AVAX stakers to basically get the validation requirements for the minimum threshold. So a big shout out to GoGoPool. They're a liquid staking provider who are going to help us potentially lease AVAX to Atom holders so that we can meet the mainnet threshold. But we are freaking stoked. Everyone's eyes are on meme coins right now. The piece we can drop is that we're sliding tokens from AVAX to Cosmos and Cosmos to AVAX. So all these meme coins that everyone's cracked out about, the big one on Avalanche is Kakanu. So we're going to slide Kakanu to the Cosmos.
Okay, can't wait for Kakanu. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but can't wait for it. IBC to Avalanche, Atom Wars to Avalanche. Now Atom Wars to Polkadot, Ethereum, and Solana. Brainjar, can you explain how we're going to make this happen?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things that I'm specifically excited about with Atom Wars is it looks a lot like the Curve model. And, we will be setting up lots of DeFi activities on Curve and various Curve assets flowing to the Cosmos and Solana ecosystems and vice versa. So our intention with Atom Wars is to be able to provide a mechanism where we can actually get deep Atom liquidity on Ethereum DeFi protocols so that we can be able to unlock, you know, massive use cases of Atom both in Ethereum and also Solana. Namely, you know, if there's a high enough liquidity on, say, an ST Atom pool on Curve, this allows for the capability to have Atom as collateral for Aave and Compound, which has massive sort of trickle down effects for the utility of Atom and the leverage of Atom in a variety of ecosystems, also L2s. So I think generally excited to try to bootstrap this liquidity for Cosmos assets in these different ecosystems over this cross ecosystem IBC technology we've been doing and pioneering for several years now. And hoping that we're a big part of the story of Atom's expansion, and excited to already see that, you know, this past year for the first time ever, Atom was available on Polkadot over IBC as the first ecosystem that was able to be connected over IBC outside of Cosmos SDK chains. And we're excited to take this forward As the market becomes more favorable for proof of stake assets, not only for DeFi, but also for restaking. You know, we already launched restaking of Solana LSTs, looking to do the same with Cosmos LSTs pretty shortly, and having these bootstrap different AVSs that hopefully can mesh pretty well with the work that you know, PSS and other sort of AVSs of the Cosmos Hub contribute. So yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks. No, so just to summarize here, just so people understand, like, we're going to have Atom and maybe even ST Atom exported to Avalanche, Ethereum, Solana by Landslide and Composable Finance through Atom Wars, which is built by Informal on a project that sits on Neutron, and through TimeWave integration, hopefully, as soon as they get to launch. So essentially here we have five or six teams collaborating to make this happen. And I think that's exactly the vision that we had for the AZ playing out in real time. I think what we have right now, maybe I don't know if Ether is able to join. Otherwise, I can just describe quickly what Ether is about. I don't know, Isabel, if you have any news from
Ether can't join. Twitter is rugging them. So if you could just give a quick overview, that'd be great.
Yeah, so Ether is an EVM chain. They're going to be the DeGen chain of the AAZ. They are planning to be very much a community-focused and community-aligned chain. I think they're going to do a huge airdrop. I think they confirmed that they're going to airdrop ST assets people, ST Atom holders. They want to build DEXs. I think they're going to be very similar in spirit to what Canto and Vera Chain want to do, with a clear focus on degeneracy, which is going to be fun. I think we are missing a little bit of that right now in the AAZ. I think there was some questions about whether they had forked Ethermint, which they did, but now they are rewriting an entire new framework. The 2 or 3 months that PSS is going to take to launch, this is what they are working on right now. So I'm quite excited for Ether.
Maybe one more thing to add here. Rob and I did a Spaces also last month, so 4 or 5 weeks ago. It's the Atom Zone 17, where we had the Aether team on, and I think it was a very, very insightful one-hour conversation where you can learn and understand everything about Aether. So,
cool, yeah. Do we have Brian from the ICF on stage? I think he's in the audience. If you can request to be a speaker, we'd love a word from you.
Maybe in the meantime, we can hear a word from you, Ty, like some of the things that you've been working on. I know you do a lot of the consumer chain onboarding and Atom Wars. So what are some of the things that you're mostly working on and excited about?
Yeah, for sure. So on the Cosmos, so I don't just do Cosmos Hub at Informal, but on the Cosmos Hub side specifically, something I am extremely excited about is the idea that came up in the feedback that we received on Atom Wars, to have multiple liquidity buckets for Atom Wars. That means that we won't just export Atom through Atom Wars. So obviously Atom is going to be a big focus, and TimeWave explained why, you know, this is important for Atom, and Ethan has the whole thesis about being the best interchain capital. But also, you know, we've realized that many projects, they want stable coins, right? Stable coins is actually very, 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 very important. It's one of the key metrics that investors and, you know, people in general look at when they want to assess the seriousness of a project. And so what we want to do is open up multiple liquidity buckets. There will be Atom, maybe ST Atom, but there will also be potentially USDT, potentially Agoric stablecoin IST, and maybe others. So that's one of the things I'm very focused on right now.
Very nice. I don't know, Brainjar, do you or Alice? Alice just unmuted. Do you have any comments or any closing thoughts as we're trying to get Brian on?
Yeah, you know, this is a really special opportunity for us to be, you know, one of the launch PSS chains, because we do get to work with such an amazing team at Informal. Thyborg has been absolutely amazing with getting our questions answered. It's really cool where we're at in this phase that we can be part of the final design. So I encourage anybody who wants to help shape this and get it ready for production to definitely reach out to us and let us know what you're thinking as well.
So in the meantime, I think that also Brian is bugging because sometimes it happens that Twitter Space courts some people and they are not able to join, or sometimes they join and are not able to speak. So I think in this case, it's both Brian and Ether intern. Maybe Brian, you can make an attempt to get out of the space and go back, and probably it will work, but I'm not sure about it. In the meantime, I just want to say thank you to everyone for being here. I think also that this last section with Tibor moderating has been super inspiring and very exciting about the future of Cosmos Hub, especially hearing from all this single project how Cosmos Hub has been important for their journey in crypto. It's it shows how this is more of a blockchain is actually something that is inspiring people to keep building, and it's here to stay. So this was very amazing. Maybe in the meantime, if you're not able to get Brian on stage, Ethan can share some closing thoughts.
Yeah, sure. I mean, this has just been such a heartwarming spaces to listen through and to hear everyone share their experience with and love for the hub. I mean, you know, sometimes the hub gets a lot of hate for kind of being so selfless about itself and really like prioritizing the ecosystem over its own needs. But since shipping the full white paper in the last couple of years, it's had the chance to start focusing on growing its own feature set and on taking care of itself as well. And I think you know, the values of the hub of really like promoting the ecosystem first and being that anchor, both anchor in a thrashing sea, but like I like to say it, but also an anchor for the whole ecosystem as like, you know, really preserving the ultimate values of Cosmos and being a home to always come back to that and being, you know, becoming a new kind of like launch pad and provider of security and integrator of other security, like from, you know, from Bitcoin through Babylon, maybe from Ether one day as well. And potentially from other sources and starting to see it exported and integrated into, you know, Polkadot and Avalanche and seeing all these new partial set security consumer chains line up and, you know, hearing from Stride about and from Neutron about the value that the hub brings to them has just been really, really inspiring and amazing to hear from. There's so many amazing builders in this community, and the hub is like really, you know, greater than the sum of its parts. And it's because of all of you people who make it that and the respective communities you know, we all bring together. So it's really awesome to be reminded of that and to see it all in action. So thanks everyone for coming out today and for participating and helping to celebrate and for building and, you know, just keep building. It's awesome to see.
Thanks everyone. And I want to say one last thing before I wrap it up. And it's thank you CryptoCito for being my co-host for so long, because today CryptoCito announced that he will leave AtomZone, at least as a regular co-host. So maybe we'll see him for some special episode. So thanks for being here, especially because you have been here during the most hard times in Cosmos Hub, during a lot of drama, during the bear market, and you always have been here. So this is very meaningful. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Really appreciate the kind words. And yeah, I really enjoyed doing this with you. I think, you know, you and me, and I also remember Billy Rennekamp, when we started to like think about how can we reactivate and just push more content, engage the community, and also provide a platform for the community to ask questions. I think, you know, we have gained a lot of traction on that. And yeah, happy to see spaces like today, like Ethan said, this is really cool to just listen to everyone. And yeah, really appreciate that. And yes, I will definitely tune in for episodes when I got time to join. So thanks for that.
All right. And with this, see you in the next episode of AtomZone. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks everyone.
Thanks so much, everyone. Love you all.
Cheers.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, like I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.